Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Luxury living begins with your move to Mason, Preferred Living's newest community in the desirable New Albany area. Your suite features soaring ceilings, White Valley granite countertops, and spa-inspired bathrooms. With amenities like a multi-tier year-round pool and hydrotherapy spa, Trackman golf simulators, a private screening room, and complimentary Starbucks coffee, every day feels like a retreat. Learn more and schedule your tour at livepreferred.com.
Time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I'm the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick Six, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
All right, it's Pick Six time. You know we do this every Friday at 1 o'clock. This week's winner, how about a pair of tickets to WWE Monday Night Raw, Bridgestone Arena. It's on December 2nd.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need to look at your calendar. That's a Monday. Yep. It's called Monday Night Raw. December 2nd. You will see the likes of Seth Rollins, Becky Lynch, AJ Styles.
Phenomenal one.
Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. Dolph Ziggler. Robert Roode. And many, many more.
Robert Roode. Glorious.
Yes, that's right. Tickets go on sale this Friday, which is today.
There you go.
Tickets go on sale today. They're on sale. Ticketmaster.com. Loud. Turn up. What?
Is that all we got?
What?
Darren just said turn it down.
No, I said turn it up.
Right, I need your phone number.
More. More.
Glorious. No, I will give in.
That's probably a little cooler at Bridgestone Arena when Roode enters to that, right?
Yeah, it's cool. He's on like a turntable and he's spinning around and has like a Ric Flair type robe on.
Did we have a glorious week last week, Max? It's time to review.
You guys did all right. Since Willie is again gone, I don't think he's been here for Pick Six in like a month.
Has he been on the show? Is he on the show anymore?
I don't know.
I never know what he's doing.
What is he doing? I never know what he's doing.
I think we should change the name to Darren Redacted and Chase.
Redacted.
So Darren had the big week last week. We'll start off with the first pick, which you all got right. We came in with the score, Willie 22, Darren and Chase both at 17 on the season. Red River Shootout, Oklahoma, Texas. You all took Texas plus 10.5. Texas lost 34-27, so good for you guys. Point for everybody.
Meanwhile, while we were all picking Tejas, Chase was getting a text from one of his insiders that said, we're losers with that pick. Because the winning pick is Oklahoma, and we're losers for making that pick.
Yeah, he
I'm
going to
guess that they didn't follow up.
No, actually he did. He said... He said, good pick on Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
So he did do that.
Okay.
Hook 'em. Florida at LSU. LSU favored by 13.5. Vegas knows more than you do. They won by 14. Darren trusted them. He's rewarded with a point. That was Willie's top shelf for Florida. So that's big for Darren, who won the week. Next up, Mississippi State at Tennessee. Tennessee was an underdog. Tennessee won the game. You all picked Tennessee. Tennessee was Darren's top shelf.
And you even looked at me and went, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is the top shelf.
Falls, top shelf.
No, but we all picked Tennessee. That's right.
You all picked Tennessee. You also all picked the Tennessee Titans, who is a different team, who had a different result. They did not win. Fifth question. More combined receiving yards between the Broncos duo of Courtland Sutton and Emmanuel Sanders, or the Titans receiver duo of Corey Davis and A.J. Brown?
This is how bad the Titans stunk it up in Denver.
Emmanuel Sanders had one catch for no yards.
Yeah, well, he left the game. I mean, he got hurt.
Yeah.
He wasn't even a factor because he got hurt.
So Sutton's 76 yards alone were enough to beat Davis and Brown's 59.
Like, how pathetic is that?
I know.
Pathetic enough for Chase to get a point for picking the Broncos.
One receiver outdid Brown and Corey Davis.
You know what's funny about that? That when I was writing my picks down, I changed my mind. I had written it down before we even revealed him, and I was like, yeah, I don't like that.
So that's a point for Mr.
So
McCabe?
You changed your mind afterwards?
No, I mean, I changed my mind like when you got the little list and you handed it to me.
Oh, you were going to go Brown and
in
Davis.
In the green room.
And then you changed
I was in the green room, and I changed in the green room. Okay. Before we went to air. Before
the Pickers Lounge.
Yeah, the Pickers Lounge. I like that.
And the last question, who would have more passing yards in the Texans-Chiefs game between Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes? You all pick Patrick Mahomes. That was Chase's top shelf, and this was very close. Watson threw for 280. Mahomes threw for 270.
273, wasn't it?
273.
Seven yards.
7 yards.
How about that?
Yep. So no points for that one. Darren won the week with 4. He was the only one who hit his top shelf. That takes him to 21 on the season. Chase got 3 points to go to 20. Willie only got 2. He still leads, but the margin is slimmer. It's 24 to 21 to 20 now. Heading into this week.
All right. This is a big week.
Good. And I want to give another shout-out to Bernard, who was not eligible to win because he won last week calling in, but he got 8 out of 9 2 weeks ago, and last week 7 out of a possible 8.
Ridiculous.
It's good.
And behind Bernard, we had an online winner.
So he didn't even call in last week.
He did
it online?
He called in.
Well, then he had a chance for 9 then. He gets 2 top shelves.
There were fewer points on the board last week.
Oh.
2 weeks ago. You're the one who creates these questions.
Yeah, it's true.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yes, you are the one
that
creates
these questions.
From the
twisted mind of Darren McFarland.
Oh, okay. There
were like 6 options for one of the ones 2 weeks. It was like an SAT question. You get points if you don't answer.
I always look for the ones for getting rewarded for putting your name on it.
Showing your work.
Those are my favorite test. All right, are we ready? Let's do this.
Number one.
And I'm just a little disclaimer, full disclosure, we have 1 college football game. You know why? Because the college football schedule this week stinks.
It stinks.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Anybody remember the show The Critic?
No.
Okay. Move on.
It's horrible. It's an awful. Like I said, and you know, our local teams are partly to blame for that. I mean, Vanderbilt's a more than a 3-touchdown underdog at home to Missouri. Tennessee is a 5-touchdown underdog to Alabama. I mean, partly to blame that, you know, our local team's here. But give somebody a game.
I know.
Nobody cares. Well, we're not going to do spreads on 35-point games.
Don't think either of those local college teams will give a game.
So when you look at like
maybe middle.
The ranked teams and the matchups, the big matchups, it's just not a good week. Now, they're coming.
Right.
Like especially November, the first 2 weekends, it's coming. We're going to get some good ones, but this week stinks. So we're going with Michigan at Penn State. Penn State favored by 9.5. That is the ABC Saturday night special. Michigan getting 9.5 at Penn State. Chase.
Well, you know where I got to go because the silly underdogs, I picked Michigan, so I'm going to stick with it. Going with the Wolverines to cover the 9.5.
I watched Penn State at Iowa. Yeah. I've watched Penn State several times this year. They're good. I'm not blown away by them. But I'm also not blown away by Michigan's offense. It's terrible. It's absolutely horrendous. Jim Harbaugh should be embarrassed. He's a quarterback, man. He knows offense. That's terrible.
But his khakis aren't wrinkled if you watch that commercial.
Yeah. Boy, this one's tough. Like, I don't really truly believe in either one of them. Penn State's at home. I'm going to go with Penn State.
I'm going to go Jimmy Frank.
You're on an island. Willie is picking Michigan.
Michigan.
The Penn State HBO special is out, by the way. The most recent one.
Wait a minute, I thought it was the first weekend in October.
I watched the first episode. I watched it 2 days ago.
Really?
So.
Well,
they weren't the first ones up.
I thought, yeah, Florida was, right? So this has been out.
There have been a few.
That's right. Yeah. It was the 1st of October.
You're in the middle. Yeah, I was about to say, you're in the middle of October.
Yeah, whoops. Wow, I have totally missed those.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of them until Penn State, but I watched it. I enjoyed it. They gave them really good access.
Yeah?
Yep.
I'm about to go back. Okay, good. Thanks for reminding me of that. Number two. Texans-Colts. This is a big one. Big AFC South matchup. Indy's coming off a bye. Houston's coming off a massive win in KC. That game is a pick 'em. Chase, Texans at Colts.
I will take the mighty Colts of Indianapolis.
Wow.
And that is my top shelf.
Whoa. Hello.
There you go. You like that? You like that?
All right, Kurt. Or Kirk.
It's Kurt. Kirk. Whatever.
Kirk Cousics.
I'm sure Kirk's got a brother named Kurt.
Kirk Cousics.
I'm going to say Indy, too. I'm surprised. I figured everybody would go Texans.
Willie will join you.
Yeah, Willie
with
went
the horseshoes.
He went Colts, too. Wow. Now I should change it. Go to Texans. I'm going to go Colts. All right.
Number three.
Matchup here, Chargers-Titans. Titans favored by 2.5. And for the listeners, need a game total as well. That is a 3:05 kickoff. I have picked them every game this year. How's that worked out? Yeah, not good. Worked against the Browns. Worked against the Falcons. That's about it.
Mm.
That's about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the other four losses did not cover.
Nope.
So, I'm kind of done. Like, I need to. What's your line, Ben? Do it again?
Do it again?
Yeah. Well, how about just do it?
Yeah.
Not even do it again.
Just be Nike. Just do it.
Until you just do it, I'm going to go the other way for a change.
You're going Chargers?
You know, by the way, their record's like 1-12, the last 13 against them. So. Yeah, I'm kind of done getting burned. Yeah, like after you keep putting your hand on the stove. Like, eventually you need to stop putting your hand on the stove.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stop doing that because I don't like getting burned. So, yeah, I'll take the Chargers in the 2.5.
Well, I'm going to burn my hand one more week. Well, give me the Titans.
Good.
I'm going to rally a fan base. New quarterback, come on.
Willie has quit the addiction. He's taking the Chargers.
That's good.
Willie, oh, okay. So two of us, have put down. Well, I don't want to use any of those references. That's not good. All right. Next.
Number four.
Ryan Tannehill passing yards. A, 200 yards or less. That's for a point. B, 201 to 299. That's for a point. Or C, 300 or more yards. That is for 2 points. If you select C, get a little bit more value with C. That's like getting horse one and 1A. 200 yards or less, 201 to 299, or 300 or more. I will go B.
Hmm.
What was that?
Well, because I'm going B. I'm going B, and I know what Willie's taking.
What did
Willie will be joining you guys.
He will be joining us.
You're so funny.
Number five.
Points given up. Or I guess total points scored. The Titans, the most they have given up this season is 20 to Jacksonville. That's it. They have not had someone score more than 20 points. So the over-under on points scored in this game against the Titans is 20.5. Over or under? What's it's Willie's turn, so what did he take?
Willie is going under, and he is making that his top shelf.
Under, top shelf.
Correct.
Chase.
Under.
Give me B. Over.
Okay.
Last year in London, the final was what? 20-19, is that right? Going off the top of my head, 20-19?
That seems, yeah.
Anyone? Anyone?
I got it right here. Hang on.
Anyone?
Last year, yeah, 20-19.
All right. Good job, Darren.
Number six.
All right, we'll do one hockey one. Pick a Predators player not named Matt Duchene versus the Florida Panthers tomorrow night at Bridgestone Arena, and you get their points for the game. Could get zero. Could get one, two, three, four, depending on how that player plays. You've got the uncertainty of Philip Forsberg. We do not know if Philip Forsberg is going to play. He was not available last night in Glendale. A Predators player not named Matt Duchene, and you get their points.
Who'd Willie take?
Now, remember, this is not plus minus. So we've done plus minus in the past, and that could really, really get you. This is just points. So the worst you're going to do is zero. Who did Willie take?
Willie is taking Ryan Johansson, which I think is a good play because he knows all of Bobrovsky's secrets from the Blue Jackets. But the Panthers also have a game tonight, so I don't know which one Bob's going to play. But it's against the Avs, so they're both against Western Conference teams.
I think Bob plays tonight.
At home.
Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, they play the Avs tonight. Who's playing? Who's playing?
Don't know. All right. I'll see if the internet knows.
Do you want to go?
So Wiley is taking Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Johansson. Who are you taking? Because I'm going to pick something. I'm going to make sure we all pick somebody different.
So you said that I can't take Matt Duchene, who leads the team in points.
That is the rules, yes.
With 9. However, he's tied with somebody. So I'm going to take Ryan Ellis, who is tied for the team lead in points with 9.
Okay. Okay, fine. I'll see your Ryan Johansson and your Ryan Ellis.
Ryan Hartman's not on the team anymore, so you can't take him.
And I will take... It's between Victor Arvidsson and Roman Josi.
The RV chant
back there.
So
the
you can't duplicate either of the panel's picks?
No, I'm trying to make this interesting.
Just want to make sure we know the rules here.
No,
also, Bobrovsky is starring tonight for the Panthers, so
boom.
Expect Sam Montembeau tomorrow at Bridgestone.
Right. So how about
Sam Montembeau?
So you can throw that Johansson little minutia you just put out there and right in the toilet. Big Bob's going tonight. Give me Arvey. Victor Arvidsson for the win.
There you go.
There you go.
Top shelf?
Oh, I need a top shelf, don't I?
Willie's taking the under.
You don't need one. You're allotted one.
The callers are allotted too.
I am going to go.
You could gift yours to a caller.
I'm going to go 201 to 299 top shelf.
There you go. The picks are in.
WWE tickets on the line. When we come back,
Monday Night Raw,
we will rifle through your phone calls. Remember, if you get in via the telephone, you get two top shelf picks. That is the advantage this year by calling in. We have loaded lines. We will get to all of you on the other side of Darren, Donick, and Chase. ESPN 102.5 The Game. Indeed it is. When a line comes available, 737-1025, you jump in there. When you call in, you get two top shelves. You can still play along and pick six if you don't get in via the telephone today. Go to thegamenashville.com. But you only get one top shelf.
You do.
That's the difference. Let's start with Baxter. Baxter, get us going here on pick six.
All right, guys.
All right, Baxter. Michigan at Penn State. Penn State minus 9.5.
I'm going to take Penn State.
Texans at Colts. That's a pick 'em.
Texans.
Chargers at Titans. Titans minus 2.5. Also need the game total.
Take the Chargers. Game total 41.
Ryan Tannehill passing yards. A, 200 yards or less. B, 201 to 299. Those are both worth a point. Or C, 300 or more, which would get you double points.
I'm going to take B, top shelf.
B, top shelf. Points given up by the Titans defense over or under, what did you say, 21?
20.5.
Over, top shelf.
Pick a Predators player not named Matt Duchene versus Florida, and you get their points for the game.
Philip Forsberg.
All right.
Philip Forsberg. All right. Baxter, have a great weekend. Thank you.
Y'all too.
737-1025. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Mark. Let's make you a winner. Michigan at Penn State. Penn State is minus 9.5.
Penn State.
Texans at the Colts. Colts, or that's a pick 'em.
The Texans.
Chargers at Titans. Titans minus 2.5. Need a game total as well.
The Titans, 38 points.
Ryan Tannehill passing yards. A, 200 yards or less. B, 201 to 299. C, 300 or more.
200 yards less.
So A. Points.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Points given up by the Titans defense over under 20.5.
Under 20.5.
Pick a Preds player not named Matt Duchene versus Florida, and you get their points for the game.
Roman Josie.
Do we have top shelves?
Give me Penn State.
Need it. You get two.
Penn State and the Texans.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien would be proud.
Let's go to – leaves one line available, 737-1025. Barrett, you're up next. Welcome into Pick Six.
Hey, thanks. Can I just say real quick that we should give a game ball to the new kid behind the glass, old Max, I think it is?
Yeah.
The new guy? He's knocking it out of the park, man. Just bump music off the chain. Timing's beautiful. He's doing a fantastic job. Chase that big shoes to fill, quite literally, but I think he's doing a bang-up job. Walk-off homer for the kid.
He's doing a good job.
What's your shoe size there, Max?
A little bit smaller than Chase.
Yeah. That means I don't want to answer that. Okay.
All right, Barrett. Michigan at Penn State. Penn State minus 9.5.
James Franklin all day.
Texans at Colts. That is a pick 'em.
Houston, man, they're gonna pound them.
Chargers at the Titans. Titans minus 2.5. Need a game total as well.
San Diego. The Steelers announcers Sunday night said San Diego like 1,500 times. It was hilarious. Game total. I was thinking 41.
Okay.
Mike Vrabel said in his press conference on Monday he referenced him as San Diego.
Ryan Tannehill passing yards, A, 200 or less, B, 201 to 299, C, 300 or more.
I'm going to go with B. Barely, like 215 or something.
Okay. Points given up by the Titans defense, over, under 20.5.
Over.
Pick a Preds.
Rivers is mad. Rivers is going to unleash on him.
Yeah, he might. Pick a Preds player not named Matt Duchene versus Florida, and you get their points.
I want to go with the Ryan that Wiley Danuk chose.
Ryan Johansson.
I trust Wiley on the picks.
All right, you got two top shelves.
Over 20.5 points.
Okay.
And Penn State.
All right.
Have a great weekend, gentlemen. Thank you.
You too, Barrett.
Stays in the state of Pennsylvania. 737.
Imagine that.
1025. Let's go to, let's see, Tyler. Tyler, you're up next. Welcome in.
All right, Tyler, you ready?
Is this not Tyler? Because you're not answering us. Who is this?
This could be Max.
Oh, hi, Max.
Or Max. It says says Tyler. I just read the screen.
Some names.
Okay.
I heard the squeak. I didn't know he said Tyler.
All right, Max. Go ahead.
All right.
Michigan at Penn State. Penn State minus 9.5.
Michigan.
Texans at Colts, it's a pick 'em.
Texans.
Chargers at Titans. Titans minus 2.5. Also need a game total.
Uh, Chargers 45.
Tannehill passing yards, A, 200 or less, B, 201 to 299, C, 300 or more.
A.
Points given up by the Titans defense, over under 20.5.
Over.
Pick a Preds player not named Matt Duchene, and you get their points for the game.
Ryan Johansson.
And need two top shelves.
Michigan and Texans.
All right. Good luck, Max.
Thank you, Max. One line available at 737-1025. Are these names correct?
Are we good now?
We good? Is this Adam?
I am Adam.
All right. Hi, Adam. Yay, Adam. Welcome
What's
in.
What's up, buddy? Woo.
Michigan at Penn State. Penn State minus 9.5.
Nah, them points are a trick. It's going to be Michigan. They'll keep it tight.
Texans at Colts. It's a pick 'em.
I'm going to go to the home team, Indianapolis.
Chargers at the Titans. Titans minus 2.5. Also need a game total.
Okay, top shelf, 60.
Okay.
Tennessee, top shelf.
All right. Tannehill.
I know it sounds stupid, man. I'm thinking 33-27 for some reason.
Okay. Look, you might not be far off. Tannehill passing yards, A, 200 yards or less, B, 201 to 299, C, 300 or more.
This is Minshew 2.0, baby. I'm going C, over 300.
Okay, you would get double points for that if that hits.
I like it. It's my week, man. Watch what happens.
Points given up by the Titans defense, over under 20.5.
If they're going to score 27, I have to go over. And I'll go top shelf on that as well. I want to be in this game, man. I want this game to play out the way I want, and then nobody could even touch me.
I can tell that. Pick a Preds player not named Duchene versus Florida, and you get their points.
Let's go Mattias Ekholm.
Ooh.
We did not hear your Michigan Penn State.
We need Michigan and then also over-under on points. We heard he was very confident, but we didn't hear what he said.
No, I'm going to pick Michigan in that game.
Okay.
And what was the point total? Sorry.
20.5.
I'm going to go over.
All right. Thank you.
And we got your two top shelves?
I hope so. Both that relate to the Titans, yes.
Yep. Got it. Adam, have a good weekend. Thanks.
All right, boys. Y'all do the same.
Let's go to, let's see, Hunter. Hunter, you're up next. Welcome in.
How's it going, guys?
Doing well. Michigan at Penn State. Penn State minus 9.5.
Penn State.
Texans at Colts. It's a pick 'em.
Andy.
Chargers at the Titans. Titans minus 2.5. Also need a game total.
Titans 34.
Tannehill passing yards. A, 200 or less. B, 201, 299. C, 300 or more.
C, top shelf.
Ooh. Points given up by the Titans defense, over under 20.5.
Over.
Pick a Preds player not named Matt Duchene versus Florida. You get their points.
The captain and top shelf.
Okay.
Got everything, guys? Hunter, have a good one. Good luck. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
737-1025. The man who has been slaying the competition is on the line.
So let me get this correct on something.
Yes.
So he went top shelf for Yossi. If Yossi has 4 points, he gets 8.
No, you can't go top shelf on that.
Well, let him do.
Sorry, no. There's no top shelf on that. My bad. You can't go top shelf. Hold on. I thought that was assumed. We're not going. You can't go top shelf.
That's why I was asking.
Okay. He was the first to do it.
Yeah.
I was just like, yeah, no, there's.
I didn't think about it until he did it.
Yeah, no top shelf.
If Dan Hamhuis scores, we'll give him 10 points.
Yeah. No top shelf on the final question. My bad.
Okay.
I just assumed that was assumed.
Yeah. That's what happens when you assume.
Makes out of me.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to regularly scheduled programming.
Now we go to Bernard.
Bernard, the All champ. Right.
Bernard, I'm going to need your picks and then lottery numbers as well. Michigan at Penn State. Penn State minus 9.5.
Michigan.
Texans at the Colts. It's a pick 'em.
Colts.
Chargers at Titans. Titans minus 2.5. Need a game total as well.
Titans top shelf. And we'll go 37.
Ryan Tannehill passing yards. A, 200 or less, B, 201 to 299, C, 300 or more.
We'll go B.
points given up by the Titans defense over under 20.5?
Under 20.5.
A Preds player not named Duchesne, you get their points.
Go Roman Yossi.
All right. Got two top shelves. Need one more top shelf.
Under 20.5 for the Chargers.
Okay.
I would say good luck, but I guess you don't need that. Thank you, Bernard.
Thank you, sir.
Was that the Bernard? He didn't act like he was. I mean, I figured he would boast a little more.
Humble superstar.
Humble. Okay. I like it.
No. He just was kind of like, hey, what's up?
What's up?
Over. B. Penn State. Michigan. Top shelf. Top shelf. Okay. Let's see. How about Tyler? Tyler, you're up next. Welcome in.
Thanks, guys.
Michigan at Penn State. Penn State -9.5.
Said it before on here, and I'm going to have to say it again. I'm the Ann Arbor guy. Harbaugh will yet again not have the guys prepared. Penn State by a bunch.
Ooh. Texans at Colts. It's a pick 'em.
We'll do Houston.
Chargers at Titans. Titans -2.5, and also need a game total.
We'll do the Chargers. Make it 39.
Tannehill passing yards, A, 200 or less, B, 201 to 299, or C, 300 or more?
Do A.
Points given up by the Titans defense over under 20.5.
Over.
Pick a Preds player not named Duchesne versus Florida. You get their points for the game.
Do Arvidsson and double top shelf on Penn State.
All I was going to say, you have to after that.
All in on Penn State.
I have to. You're right.
All right.
We good? All right, Tyler, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
737-1025. All right, let's step away. We'll come back with another slew of phone calls. Yeah, let's do that. We'll step away. We'll come back, more phone calls, get you locked into our contest. Last opportunity to do it via the telephone. You get two top shelves that way. You can still participate. You'll have to go to thegamenashville.com, but just know when you're picking online, you will only get one top shelf. We'll come back, more of Darren, Donick, and Chase on the other side. ESPN 102.5 The Game. Thank you, Pete. That music means we're around in third and we are headed home. Another slew of your phone calls. Pick six, WWE tickets on the line. Monday Night Raw, Bridgestone Arena, December 2nd. 737-1025. Let's go to Ron. You're up next. Welcome in.
All right, Ron. Let's make you a winner. Michigan at Penn State. Penn State -9.5.
Let's go Michigan.
Texans at Colts. It's a pick 'em.
Go with the Texans. Top shelf.
Texans top shelf. Chargers at the Titans. Titans -2.5. Also need a game total.
Let's go with the Titans and 38.
Tannehill passing yards, A, 200 or less, B, 201 to 299, C, 300 or more.
Let's go B.
Points given up by the Titans defense, over under 20.5.
Let's go under.
Pick a Preds player not named Matt Duchesne versus Florida tomorrow night, and you get their points for the game.
How about Victor Arvidsson?
All right. Two top shelves?
Let's see. Let's go B, top shelf, two, number four.
Okay.
All right, Ron, you have a good weekend. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
737-1025. Let's go to
Jason.
I can't read the screen. Jason.
All of a sudden, they seem, I'm here to help you.
They seem far, far away. Jason, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. Let's win you some wrestling tickets. Michigan at Penn State. Penn State -9.5.
Give me Penn State.
Texans at Colts. It's a pick 'em.
Give me the Texans and make that one of my top shifts.
Chargers at the Titans. Titans -2.5. Also need a game total.
Give me the Chargers and 43 points.
Tannehill passing yards, A, 200 or less, B, 201 to 299, C, 300 or more.
Give me B.
Points given up by the Titans defense over under 20.5.
Give me under and make that my other top shift.
Pick a Preds player not named Matt Duchesne versus Florida, and you get their points for the game.
Ryan Johansson.
All right, Ryan
Jason,
Johansson.
Can we get your Titans game total one more time, please?
43 points.
Thank you, sir.
43. Good luck, Jason. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go to Curtis. Curtis, you're up next. Welcome in.
Thanks, guys.
Michigan at Penn State. Penn State minus 9.5.
Give me Michigan top shelf.
Texans at the Colts. It's a pick 'em.
Colts.
Chargers at the Titans. Titans minus 2.5.
Give me the Chargers game total 35.
Tannehill passing yards, A, 200 or less, B, 201 to 299, C, 300 or more.
B, my second top shelf.
Points given up by the Titans defense, over under 20.5.
I'm going to go over.
All right, and pick a Preds player not named Duchesne, and you get their points for the
Joe
game.
Joe Ellis.
Who was that?
Joe Ellis. Ryan Joe Ellis, I think it's
Johansson.
Ryan Johansson or Ryan Ellis. You've combined. You do not get two players. You get one.
Let me get Ryan Ellis. And just to let y'all know, I actually won Pick Six last week online. So
all right.
Okay. Well, there you go. All the right. Honor system.
Thank you, Curtis. Appreciate it. That's been about half and half this year. Half the people went in via the telephone.
That's why we do it.
Half picking online. Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, you're up next. Welcome in.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
All right, Jeremy. Michigan at Penn State. Penn State minus 9.5.
Let's go Penn State.
Texans at Colts. It's a pick 'em.
Let's go with the Texans.
Chargers at Titans. Titans minus 2.5. Also need a game total.
Chargers, 47.
Tannehill passing yards. A, 200 or less. B, 201 to 299. C, 300 or more.
B, 201 to 299.
Points given up by the Titans defense, over, under 20.5.
Over.
Pick a Preds player not named Matt Duchesne versus Florida, and you get their points for the game.
Let's go Ryan Ellis.
And two top shelves?
Let's go with the Chargers and the Houston Texans.
All righty.
All right. Thank you, Jeremy.
All right. Y'all have a nice weekend.
All right. You too. Where are we on the Titans-Chargers game? Is it about even or?
About 48 hours out. It's pretty even.
You're lucky I can't come out of this room right now.
You know what? He gets a compliment. Now he gets, he's feeling frisky, as you like to say. He's a little smart out.
Jason's back here telling me Titans through his biased Titans fan eyes, but the first four people I'll pick the Chargers, so
okay.
Recency bias.
All right. Uno más, one more?
Yeah, let's get one more in. Breton, you'll be our final caller for Pick Six. Welcome in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Michigan at Penn State. Penn State minus 9.5.
Penn State.
Texans at Colts, it's a pick 'em.
Texans.
Chargers at Titans. Titans minus 2.5. Also need a game total.
Chargers, make that my top shelf, and then game total, 55.
Ooh. Tannehill passing yards, A, 200 or less, B, 201 to 299, C, 300 or more.
B.
Points given up by the Titans defense, over, under 20.5.
Over.
And pick a Preds player not named Matt Duchesne versus Florida, and you get their points.
Victor Arvidsson.
All right.
Army got hustle. Everything?
One more top shelf.
One more top shelf.
One more top shelf. I said Chargers and then Titans defense giving over 20.
Going over 20.5. All right, Britton, good luck. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
That will do it
for the pick
phones. Do the phones. Remember, go to thegamenashville.com and you can still get involved. And as we have been saying this entire time, the winner of this week will go to WWE Monday Night Raw, Bridgestone Arena.
Oh,
December 2nd.
Oh, yeah. The Macho Man. Feel the madness. Mm.
Can the Titans make it two? Yeah, me too. He was a catcher. Did you know that?
Yep, he was.
He was a catcher. Trying to make it with the Reds back in the day.
Sure was.
Can they get their second win against the Chargers since they've been in Nashville? And that's not a joke. It's being serious. They have one win against the Chargers since they've been here, and that's starting at 1998 over at Vanderbilt when they lost to Ryan Leaf. That win came in 2013 or 16?
2013 with Jake Locker.
2013. Like the third week of the season.
I don't know. Okay, you and I have known each other for a long time now, and so you know that sometimes one of us will have will answer a question like, you know what, I can't tell you why I feel this way, but I just have a feeling, and sometimes it's right and sometimes it's wrong. My feeling says the Titans are going to win and that Ryan Tannehill is going to spark something. He's not going to go – I don't think he's going to throw over 300 yards with four touchdowns.
Did anybody say it, by the way?
Yeah.
Anybody it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There was a few votes for it.
We got some C's. Okay.
Yeah. C's get degrees.
Yeah, I had a shirt made up with that.
Thank goodness.
No kidding.
I feel like there's going to be something different because there has to be. And I think that's the mindset of this offense right now of, like, we have to change something. Our quarterback just got benched.
You're right about that. I will say this, as we've been talking about this all week. If nothing changes and the results remain the same too, if this is the offensive line gets blown up, they give up a ton of sacks, Ryan Tannehill looks okay, not good enough, and they lose again, I think the harsh reality, even though it's still not at the midway point of the season yet, the harsh reality is it's over.
Yeah.
The season's over.
Right.
Like, that's your card to get things going. That's your spark card, right?
Yeah.
That's the one you pull out of your sleeve to say, okay, here's my marker. I'm gonna use this now, and we're going to go on and try to change things right now. I'm going to use my insurance. Would you like insurance? Yes.
Yeah,
take
that's
insurance.
What this is.
And I think if nothing changes, it's going to be easy, at least I believe. That's what I'll say. The season's over.
Yep. And then you really have to, you know, then that changes our conversation Monday. Because if they lose this game, I think it's safe to say you kind of have to start looking towards what's the future going to look like. You know, then
and does that change the deadline?
I think it could. I don't think you go into fire sale mode because the rest of this roster you feel decent about. Now the offensive line is going to be a question. You're going to worry about Roger Saffold and all the money that you paid him and really everybody else. You extended Ben Jones. Jack Conklin, are you going to bring him back? Or are you going to move on and get another right tackle? That's going to be a part of it. Obviously, the quarterback position is going to be a discussion that we have. You know, are they going to go and acquire something else? It's a lot of questions can start to be answered on Sunday.
I was looking at the Chargers injury report. Adelaide is out. Justin Jackson is out. Justin Jones is out. Brandon Mabane, he's out. Melvin Ingram is doubtful.
Mm.
He's been missing. He is doubtful. Michael Badgley is questionable, and I don't see their left tackle on there, so I guess their left tackle, as we got
Russell
news.
Russell Okung.
Yeah, as we talked to Eric Williams earlier in the week, who said there's a really good shot they're getting their left tackle back.
Yeah.
The fact that he's not listed as out, doubtful, or questionable, I guess they're getting their left tackle back, right?
That's what, because he wasn't on it yesterday either. So, and the Titans have not sent out the full injury report for today yet. But I'm sure they will soon. But I'm curious for the Titans, Cam Wake. Is he going to be available? He was limited yesterday. I know Delanie Walker was not on the field today. Teron Davenport said he didn't see him, according to Twitter. So I would assume, you know, he's been dealing with something, but I would think he'll be in the lineup. But and here's the big question that has been overshadowed by, we've talked about it, but it's been overshadowed by the quarterback stuff. Is Jeffrey Simmons going to play? Jim Wyatt acted like today there was a chance.
There's another thing. Oh, yeah. No, there's no doubt. There's a chance. If you get Jeffrey Simmons and you've made the quarterback move and the results don't change, it's even another reason to say. Even though
I see what you're saying, but
I'm just saying,
don't expect a whole lot out of Jeffrey Simmons.
I understand, but I guess it's more of a mindset.
Yeah.
It's like you're getting a lot of good things
right
happening here.
Yeah. I mean you're making changes.
And you're right. That one is not as That one's not as important because you would expect him to be a little bit like Rashawn Evans last year where he just got better every game.
Right.
Like the second half of the season, he just, you could see he's getting better and better and better. I think that that could obviously happen with Simmons. It's going to be very difficult to envision him playing and being impactful, you know, right away, coming off ACL from February. But I don't know. I go back to what I've been saying all week. I have no idea. I have no earthly idea, which goes back to the intrigue. I am intrigued. I am. I'm very curious now to see how this plays out on Sunday.
Want
to
see what the crowd looks like?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if people are excited because of all this news or if they're just down on the dumps, if they're teetering on pulling the ripcord. I don't know. I guess we're going to find all this out on Sunday. Predators have a big game Saturday night. Tomorrow
night
against...
It's going to be 78 degrees, too.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. We'll see what happens at Nissan on Sunday.
Chase and TD tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll
six
have more
to eight,
on it.
2 hours of that. Predators and Panthers, Smashville, Saturday night, under the lights.
Under the lights.
Yeah. Yeah. What happens in Tuscaloosa? What happens over on West End?
Mm-hmm.
And will the World Series be set? We'll come back on Monday.
All these questions and more answered Monday.
10 o'clock. Have a great weekend. We'll see you then.
One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The savings are stacked at Sleep Outfitters. Right now, save up to $800 store-wide on top brands you know and trust. Plus, buy one, get one free deals so you can upgrade sleep for your entire family. And get a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. With 0% interest financing and free delivery available, getting better sleep has never been easier. And with our exclusive lifetime price guarantee, you'll always know you got the best deal. Save big today at Sleep Outfitters. Visit sleepoutfitters.com or a location near you.